researcher, geopolitical expert, William Engdahl, on with his final segment. I'm going to twist his arm into 2 hours with us next week because there's so many questions I want to ask. This guy's just got really amazing research. Get ready for his website here at the end and how you get some of his books. If any of you still read, I know I have, don't hardly have time, but this is stuff you've got to read. Understand the true nature of the world and what's happening in it. You think creating Al-Qaeda is bad. What about giving nukes or help give nukes to Pakistan just so you can have a strategy of tension and say, oh, my God, there's nukes. That's what we're dealing with here. And in the 4 minutes we've got left, sir, briefly, your new book coming out, I want to give a prelude to that, the full spectrum dominance, and then also you get into the GMO and how dangerous it is and talk about that being conspiratorial. Break that down in the 4 minutes we've got left.
Okay. Well, the full-spectrum dominance, we've touched on many of the themes very briefly in the last hour, Alex, but that's basically the background to why the Cold War never ended and why back in the late 1940s, the dominant factions in the American establishment at that point, which was most keynoted by one family, the Rockefeller family, Nelson, David, Lawrence and John D. Rockefeller III, they developed this idea of the national security state. Anything could be justified, a violation of individual rights, any illegalities by the CIA and so forth, by the term national security. Nobody wants to be insecure, so they kind of without question accepted what was being done. But that has now become permanent and become globalized since the end of the Cold War, and that's what the Full Spectrum Dominance book takes up, and how that has been manipulated in terms of the American population and all sorts of other things, the control of the media. Now, the question of GMO. I got into this. I've been following the whole agribusiness, the grain cartel and so forth since the early 1980s and the Uruguay round trade talks of the GATT, the GATT. And I realized that there was a cartel. There's certain core interests that are inviolable in terms of the U.S. national security state. One of them is the military-industrial complex. Number two is the big oil, which includes Halliburton, most definitely. And number three is the grain cartel or the control of world food trade. And Cargill, Bungie, Archer Daniel Midland. And what I got into in this GMO book was I realized that four corporations, Monsanto, DuPont, Dow, and Syngenta, which is really a British company, but it's based in Basel, Switzerland, they stood to control patents on life, but patents on the most vital food in the human food chain.
But they had to infect the entire biosphere to then create a global crisis that only global Anglo-American power could deal with. I haven't read your book, but I know their battle plan. Is that what your book gets into?
It gets into the plan of eugenics. The using GMO is the Frankenstein dream of the Rockefeller eugenics faction or Rockefeller heritage.
Well, I've never read your book, but the reason I'm finishing your statements is so listeners understand this is the truth, and I've got to get your book. I've got to carry it at Infowars.com. People have got to get it. They understand this is part of a larger strategic plan. We have their own documents. I would guess you reverse engineered and have the same stuff I have. I'm just so busy. I'm making a second endgame or similar term. I'd like to interview you for it, and I'm doing it next year. I may even suspend the JFK thing. This is just too important. But on this subject, give us your websites. Tell us how they get that book.
Okay. www.engdahl.oilgeopolitics.net. www.engdahl.oilgeopolitics.net is my website. All the books are there in different languages so far that are available. But the Seeds of Destruction book is available. My publisher is Michelle Shostakovsky's Global Research. www.globalresearch.ca.
Okay, that's it. That's it, sir.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Hey, everybody. If you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna, I love beef stroganoff, I love chicken noodle soup, I love desserts, all kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to eFoodsDirect.com right now. eFoodsDirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Last week in Denver, three separate times for a total of about 2.5 hours, he took over MSNBC's live outdoor feeds with Infowars.com, 9/11's an inside job. Now, I haven't had time to defend myself on this, but all my detractors
said, how come you just repeated 9/11's an inside job and investigate 9/11 over and over again?
Well, if you want to know why, tune in to MSNBC right now. They're giving speeches. 9/11 Truths giving speeches, and I'm not knocking them. They're great folks. They just called us to let us know they're doing it, and you can't hear it. When you go up there and say, Dick Cheney planned an attack on our own ships, the Gulf of Tonkin was staged, we need to look into 9/11, you don't hear that because they're talking over you. But if you say 9/11's an inside job, 9/11's an inside job, 9/11's an inside job, people can listen. And I talked to family, people all over the country, who would be flipping through and would hear it go, and they would focus to see what was being said. So it's very, very, and again, I've been doing this a while, folks. This isn't my first rodeo. And I don't claim that everybody's got to go copy what I do. But if you watch the other people bullhorning, because I would take a break, and I'd go for like 20 minutes and then stop for five, we'd hand the bullhorn to somebody, and when I'm talking, you hear every word of it. 9/11's an inside job, investigate 9/11, Google inside job. I would say each one about 10 times to make sure people could go, what is he saying? And then listen and then write it down. It was to get a message over, not just have. So they're culture jamming out there. By the way, you've got Nick's cell phone. They're out there on site. We can actually direct them from here, Trey can, on where to put their signs. They keep cutting away with the cameras so that people can't see, investigate 9/11, expose the 9/11 cover-up. I don't know where MSNBC is in St. Paul, but I want to find that address They're going to be live out there for the next 4 hours. Get out there. Take it over again. Yes. I love it. And please. Here's an example. Luke's a smart guy. Great guy. But Luke's saying, we are changed. We are changed. And sure enough, people thought that it was a Barack Obama group. And I said, no. I said, add .org to the end of that. And so it's not me telling you what to do. I just am telling you from my perspective, when you go give speeches, complex speeches on a bullhorn, anything past, hey, hey, ho, ho, the New World Order's got to go, he gets lost because you've got Kay Bailey Hutchinson again. We've already taken over once when she was on there. And the talking heads, and they're both blabbering, and they're turning their mics up, and they're trying to talk right into their mics, and they're trying to show that we can't get our message across. One thing gets across. That's repetitive statements. Now, if MSNBC just stood down, turned their mics off, or stopped talking themselves and put a mic up of the crowd, then I would say, ladies and gentlemen, governments throughout history have staged events, staged terror attacks, provocations to mobilize their population behind empire. In other cases, governments stage horrible crimes or terror attacks to blame it on domestic minorities they wish to oppress or dominate or blame problems in the economy on. Please visit Infowars.com or PrisonPilot.com or watch for free right now on Google Video, Terror Storm, Truth Rising, and other films. Again, free, any of you that have a computer, Terror Storm, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Then I would be able to, but no, if I've got three or four or five talking heads talking over me, I'm trying to talk over them. What is the one thing that will cut across it and make people pay attention? What's that guy repeating? Hold on. And then you can't, we tried it here. You can't help but listen to what's being repeated. Then you tune out what they're saying and you hear it all. Oh, investigate 9/11. I'd say that 10 times. Then I'd say, Google inside job. Google inside job. Google inside job. I would say it slow, too, so that it wouldn't get caught with them talking over it, where you could hear the total of what was happening. Can somebody call Nick? We already had him on today. I mean, if you guys have the number, listen, I am it to John Harmon at the network, because what's going to happen is that we're going to just bumble around here. I am, how dare you, Aaron, not work hard enough. You're now into hour 30. I'm joking. I said, how dare you not work harder. You're into hour 30. Just I am John Harmon, Nick's number. Instead of them, Nick, bumbling around or whatever, because he's in the middle of a protest, we can't blame him, I'd bumble around. Get him to give that information right now to John Harmon. It's been going on for 10 minutes. The point is that I want to get the guys that are out there bullhorning live right now. Instead of this going on any further, John, just call. Oh, you're calling Nick right now. Good. I get all in the fever of the fog of InfoWar and get kind of crazed here. Sorry. Anyway, should I get up there and say, look at the PMAC documents. Dick Cheney said they needed a pretext, a new Pearl Harbor. You're not going to understand that over five talking heads talking over you. But if you say, 9/11 was an inside job. 9/11 was an inside job, and say it eight more times, or Google inside job. Google inside job. Or say 10 or 15 times, investigate 9/11. Investigate 9/11. I'm telling you how to culture jam these guys. I mean, because I've been to these live events. You give a speech, I learned by, trial and error. You go give one of these events, you go have one of these events, and that's what's happening right now. You don't give simple, direct, inside job. All you're doing is screwing up their broadcast, and it's pointless. There is no point in screwing up their transmission unless it is to say, stop the 9/11 cover-up. Stop the 9/11 cover-up. Let's go to Nick. We are change up there in Minnesota, in St. Paul. Where are you right now specifically? Where is MSNBC so we can get some more patriots out there?
Yeah, we arrived at Landmark Plaza and Rice Park in St. Paul. MSNBC is broadcasting live outside. Interesting enough, our state senator, Amy Klobuchar, just got on stage.
Say it. Listen, listen. Three times, Nick. That's a good chant. Nick, repeat where you are. The park, where you are again.
Rice Park, the corner of Fifth Street and Washington in St. Paul.
Okay, plug that again for people that may not have heard it.
All right, Fifth Street and Washington.
Fifth Street and Washington, where?
In St. Paul.
Fifth Street and Washington in St. Paul. No excuses. Go to Google. Get down there now. They're going to be broadcasting for hours. Now, I'm not going to tell you guys what to do, but we're watching it on TV, and most of those chants aren't getting out. You say there's a bullhorn there?
They told us if we use that bullhorn, we're kicked out. We've already been warned about that.
Kicked out? Who told you that?
The police.
Okay, so they're not like Denver. They're trying to violate you. Okay, if you all together cup your hands over your mouth and chant, 9/11 was an inside job, 10 times in a row, and then say investigate, and the reason it sounds mindless, but then it'll get across TV, and people will go, what are they saying? It's the repetition, and you got to catapult the propaganda, like Bush said, and then you can, people will actually tune into that chant. They will ignore what I'm hearing on TV is just a bunch of noise. The signs look great, so I commend all of you. You got guts. Guts is enough. You're taking action. I salute you. You're the best. But, I mean, can we get some inside job chants going here?
Yeah, I'll work on that right now. Stay with me here. All right.
Everyone's going 9/11 inside job chance simultaneously. Alex Jones and the whole show is tuning in right now. I'm on the phone.
9/11 was an inside job. 9/11 was an inside job. 9/11 was an inside job.
Absolutely. All right. So you're watching us live, Alex?
Yeah, well, I was watching you live out. Are they live right now? Let's keep giving the guys reports. They're live right now, right? Yes.
And
they are live right now, guys? My new studio's actually got a live cable in it. I never allowed one before. Yeah, they're live. Do it again. 9/11 was an inside job. Yeah, do your job's not a good one because they won't understand that. People, that do your job one really drives me up the wall. Please have them say, Google inside job, Google inside job, Google inside job.
I'm on the phone. I can't talk to the media right now.
Hey, you can talk to the media if you need to. You're doing a great job, Nick. Tell us how long you've been out there.
Well, we were with the Kevin Barrett and Tim Fetcher march at the Capitol, and we marched down here to Rice Park. There's a group of probably 30 to 50 of us. I'm not sure.
Well, here's what's happened. The police have tried to stop your First Amendment with a bullhorn. I guarantee you the media wants to come out and act like the public's for Obama or McCain and have some fight. Do you have Obama supporters and McCain supporters grabbing at your signs trying to stop you? It looks like that watching the live feed.
Yep. They are.
So you do have the rat bastards trying to stop your First Amendment. We need more people to get down there right now. I'm going to skip this break for InfoWars.com stream listeners with Nick. Minnesota change up there. Ohio, Iowa change. Wisconsin change, all those great men and women.
out there. They need your help right now. This will be going for 3 more hours. Get in your car. I don't care if you're in Wisconsin. Get your butt down there to that park right now, and you scream as loud as you can. We'll form a physical bullhorn.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
All right, let's do this.
It's a prehistoric ages.
Change. The times continue to change. Nothing stayed the same.
All right, this is how dumb the establishment thinks we are. They grabbed that woman in one airport, had her handcuffed behind her back, killed her in the jail cell, and then claimed she hung herself with her handcuffs, which is impossible. Turned out they killed her. The Polish guy's been locked in there for 30-something hours in Canada. He throws a fit, throws a trash can over. They come and taser him a bunch, jump on his head with his knees, break his neck. And they said, look, his broken neck and the tasers didn't kill him. It's a new syndrome. And there have been thousands of deaths now after being shocked with different stun gun systems. And they now say, no. Actually, it's a new syndrome. And I'm not kidding. Then the police came out and said, actually, tasers are good for your heart. And Taser hired a doctor to say that tasers are actually good for your heart. But the new thing is, with 60-plus deaths following police detention, this is where they beat you to death in the jail cell. It's a new syndrome. They're not murdering you. You're not dying in mass. You're not, don't tase me, bro, you know. And pretty soon they'll taser you and say it doesn't exist. It's a conspiracy theory. They think you're so dumb, they'll tell you Russia attacked Georgia when they didn't. They'll tell you that they're WMDs in Iraq. They'll tell you aspartame is good. I wanted to bring in one of our new IT guys doing a great job. We're hiring. And by the way, I'm about to put out a public announcement for people to send in resumes who want to be IT around here. So you can send those to Mike@Infowars.com. Hartman, if you go out and the cop beats you to death, it's not the cop beating you with a billy club or the taser. It's a new syndrome, Paul.
It's kind of like that guy that got hogtied and duct taped around his whole head and then committed suicide by jumping off.
That's right. And I forgot the Islamic Center locally. His imam did call me last week before I left, and I forgot to call him back. I'll call him today. And yeah, they gave him to him. He'd been tortured all over, sliced up. And the police said, no. You tie yourself and slice yourself open and throw yourself in the lake. It's quite normal.
And it was crazy, man. Just nobody really cared about it, you know.
Well, it's just a conspiracy theory. There's no government corruption. The government's perfect. Everything's fine. And if you don't agree with that, you're with Al-Qaeda. This is out of Reuters. A young man who dies suddenly after being arrested by the police. Oh, maybe victims of a new syndrome. Oh. And again, it's a new syndrome that made Building 7 fall, never before seen, called thermal expansion. Similar to one that kills wild animals when they are captured, Spanish researchers said on Tuesday. So, yeah, a rabbit may die. They've already said this in the U.S. A rabbit might be. No, we're not pigeons or rabbits. And no, humans have never done this unless they were elderly. But now young men and young women die after being tasered or beaten. Mikhail Martinez, cells in Madrid's hospital, reached the conclusion after investigating 60 cases of sudden unexplained deaths in Spain following police detention. Kind of like they started giving babies vaccines, they started dying of convulsions. They say you shook them, and then they jail you for the vaccine killing your baby. In one-third of the cases, death occurred at the point of arrest. Oh, while in the remainder, death was in the 24 hours. In the jail cell, though, nothing happened behind the scenes. Because he's believing the police, so he's saying, yeah, there's a new phenomenon. You die when they get you. 60 of them in one city. Celis told the annual meeting of the European Society of Cardiology. So and just in the U.S. they've announced it's these heart attacks just happen. It's not the tasers, Paul.
It's just crazy to me how people just they want to hide under the blankets. I don't understand why they folks just don't want to see the truth come out of the darkness. And
why are you conspiracy theorists? They're just dying, sir. They're just dying in police custody. It's totally normal. It's a new phenomenon. You just die when you go to jail.
I was always good at that game, Connect the Dots, when I was a little kid.
No, that's Al-Qaeda the dots. It says, just why they died remains a mystery, but he believes young men in particular who smart off, may experience surges of blood levels and chemicals known as catechumenoids when under severe stress. Adrenaline is one of the most abundant, and it goes on. We know that when a wild animal is captured, sometimes the animal dies suddenly, he said.
I've never heard of that before.
Well, it actually does happen in prey species. They're kind of designed to shut off and be eaten. Lions, tigers.
Well, how come they don't die in the zoo, then?
Apes don't do this. I mean, we're super predators. I'm not saying we're apes, but generally related to that. The point is that no, we don't. We don't do that unless we're old. Okay, cardiac arrest. No, these are... So Celis compiled a study, the first of its kind in any country, by scouring Spanish newspapers for cases of unexplained death after police detention. Yeah, the cops aren't killing him. Kind of like that guy's neck they broke up in Canada. Well, the broken neck didn't kill him. You didn't know that? He just had some... He was 32 years old. He had a heart attack. He's just mentally ill. He got a problem.
It's the right age for a heart attack.
Yeah, you know.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
CCC demos.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Plus, Aaron working feverishly. He is amazing. An absolutely awesome creature.
Half man, half amazing.
Half man, half amazing. That's Aaron Dykes. To get serious here, Aaron is amazing. I was just talking about the behind the scenes for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and Infowars.com streams where we skip the break sometimes. If Paul Hartman, our new IT guy, yes, he really exists. People thought I was making that up. Here he is on TV right now, see? If Paul was to go out and buy a taser, and you tasered somebody 15, 20 times, and they died, when the cops show up, just say it's a syndrome. He did not die from the taser, and taser will sue anybody that, you know, that or any medical examiner that says there's been thousands of cases, you know, says that death by taser, all over the world, over 500 down in the U.S., They say that isn't real, and they have their own doctors that say it's a syndrome. But see, now the syndrome's spreading, where they kill 60 people in Madrid, and the cops kill young men, and they're not killing them, it's a syndrome. So like I said, next time, if you ever get mad, and anybody out there, you ever shoot your wife, ever shoot your husband, they got a bloody bullet hole in them or taser darts in them, just say it's a syndrome. I mean, Paul, this is a great new system. Listen, the demolition companies are out of business. All you got to do is set a few small fires in any steel skyrise. It'll collapse perfectly with a better implosion in on itself than a $10 million controlled demolition.
I think we should stop all the AIDS and cancer research we're doing and just go straight into syndrome research, because if it keeps on going on the pace that it's going on right now, we're done.
Well, it's like sudden death. And, of course, all the real studies say the vaccines are killing the babies. You know, you take them in for their second, third round shots. Sometimes newborn, they get 10 shots. They die of a convulsion. The brain, it has inflammation. The hospital's got to cover that up. But why not just kill the parent's child? Why, when you can bring them up on the news and have the woman crying, saying she's innocent, and the cops say, "We'll go easy on you. Don't you remember shaking them?" And they go, "I guess." Okay, you're only getting 5 years in prison, bitch. And I'm sorry, that's how it works. And we're not only going to kill your baby, we're going to send you to prison because it's a syndrome. You shook her. You shook the baby, woman. But the baby started having a convulsion on the way home from the hospital from the shots. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
And it's ironic. I've been meaning to tell you about this about 2 weeks ago. Me and my wife had a crucial, intense argument about the whole vaccine.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you know what? This is right after the day you were going off on the HPV thing. You were playing the commercial.
Oh, I mean, I have the British Medical Journal and hundreds of other here is admitting it's giving you diabetes. I mean, it's so wonderful.
Yeah, and I was just like, hey, well, you know, let's talk about this whole HPV bit, you know, because I've been learning a lot.
I punched my hand too hard. Ow. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But, yeah, and, you know, then her mom got in the mix, and she's a nurse, and, of course, I don't know anything compared to her, and I'm sitting
there. Well, what about the British Medical Journal? You want to bring her that one?
Well, I even said, I was like, well, what if I was to show you medical journals saying that this leads to that, you know, would you still be gung-ho about the whole HPV vaccine bit and everything? And then, you know, I threw in the whole Perry's wife.
Yeah, they've been paid off, and it's also, what about them killing a bunch of people?
Yeah. I mean, well, the whole money trail thing was way more.
Yeah, but it's killing a bunch of people, and it's causing diabetes.
Yeah, you know, and not.
But that's just not just that shot. And so your wife.
Well, think of the quandary I'm in now. I got my 3-year-old daughter. I got another one on the way. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl.
Well, they don't say inject them until they're 11 or 12 because they don't think it'll be too obvious if it kills them too quick.
So I got about 9 more years to convince
her. Well, here's what you convince your wife of. She's going to be told it's the law to take all these. You just go show her there is no law. And honey, even if this is good, why are they hoaxing and lying and saying it's the law? You've got to take these shots.
It's going to take a while to get through to my old lady, man. I don't know. She's just like everybody else.
Just like a woman gets in the car with Ted Bundy. She's got to go.
Yeah, it's kind of like when I was about the guy that jumped off the bridge after he hogtied himself and everything. You know, I'm talking to just normal people, regular, not on air people at my job. And I'm like, yo, this doesn't sound fishy at all. I mean, come on now. You can't hogtie yourself and then write.
And you're at KI where you guys heard the first scan reports. Cops fished him out and said he'd been murdered. But then the official story came in.
Mm. That's just crazy. I don't even know. And, you know, I just want to know what's real. You know, that's all it is. Like,
well, no. Listen, he tied himself and tortured it, sliced his body open, and sliced his arms and legs open, and pulled his intestines out. I mean, he did it himself. And the government says so everything's fine. It's a syndrome.
I'm telling you, stop the AIDS research, and we got to get on this syndrome, man.
Well, here's the deal. You need to explain to your wife. God bless her. You need to protect those children. And I understand. You know, I mean, look, Charlie Sheen's wife basically divorced him over the vaccine issue. I mean, they're nuts. They explained to her that 50 years ago there were only 3 or 4. Now there's 60-something they want to give a baby. Explain to her that they lied about mercury being in it, and then now they admit it's in it, and they admit, the federal government admits it gave them autism, and it's still in there. And then show her how autism's gone from 1 in 20-something thousand to now 1 in 86. Okay? I mean, give her the data and explain to her the British Medical Journal and the American Medical Journal and all these other journals, they are more prestigious than the nurse. But see, that nurse is injecting people all day because that's the policy. So she's going to rationalize that what she's doing is good. And they're all on these power trips. Ask this nurse. Is that the mother-in-law? Ask the nurse, say, do you have a health department computers there, don't you? And you get people to report on themselves, and it's all jacked into the government without their due process. And she'll then start thinking, going, yeah, whatever happened to America? See, they've been put in these petty jail guard positions, school teachers, nurses, and they're all little jail guards. They think it's real funny. Like when you have your baby, Doesn't matter if the mama-in-law is a nurse. Notice that the nurse will say, honey, Paul, take this downstairs for me. Have you had that happen? I mean, do you remember? Take this file downstairs for me. And they go, tell me, is he beating you? No. Well, do you have enough money? You say you don't have enough money. They're going to try to snatch your kids. This is the hardcore criminal. But see, they've been told by higher-ups and authority figures. They did Stanford research. Yale also did it, where they found over 90% of people, if ordered by a professor in an experiment, would murder people. You know, they did those mock jails. And they found that in one study, it was like 96, I thought it was 94. You can pull these up. They found that people would believe they were murdering someone, but because the school ordered it and a guy in a uniform ordered it, they would commit the murder. Now, these are graduate students. So you understand, I'm not saying your mother-in-law is bad, but she's incrementally been phased into where she's now a eugenics officer on the command deck, hurling death left and right. And they just don't know. See, I mean, that's how inculcated it is, Paul. I mean, I've got literally hundreds of... Here. Watch this right now. I will go online and I will type vaccines, diabetes, Haspel vaccines.
V-A-C-I-N-E-S?
I always spell it so bad that it won't even... Okay, two C's, that's what I... Okay, vaccines, look, it says autism... No, it's, I want vaccines and diabetes. Diabetes. Don't laugh at my spelling there.
Hey, but you can die from, you can die from diabetes, but, it's not bad.
Well, see, I looked at studies. People are drinking as much sugar and processed sugars as we were 20 years ago. In fact, people are actually drinking less in many of the studies, depending on the region. The South's actually worse. We drink even more now than people used to. But the point is, why then is diabetes going up thousands of percentage points every? Why is lung cancer up sixfold in women in one decade, though smoking's down? And this is in young women, because it's in particular vaccines. They put the stuff in there, man. You can't get these yuppies to admit it. They got to die first.
So there's a vaccine out there giving people lung cancer?
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Most of the eugenics is targeting women.
Wow.
That's why most of these women are sterile now. And the men.
Oh, man, why don't...
Listen, I can show you this. I can show you all of it. I can't sleep at night knowing this stuff. It's all right here. Okay, I typed in vaccines, diabetes, 2,170,000 hits, okay? Now, let me go through this. NCCN, vaccine, immunization dangers. I mean, it's all mainstream news
here. I don't get why the New World Order hates women so much.
Because they create babies. They always tell them how much they love them. The point is that I'm looking at the American Journal, British journals, Chinese journals, Japanese journals. I'm looking at WebMD. I mean, it's all mainstream in study after study after study after study after study. And it says why. It's causing an autoimmune inflammation in every gland and organ of the body. Your heart swells up. Your brain swells up. Your pancreas swells up. And it's a very delicate organ.
All right, well, let me play devil's advocate for 2 seconds then. Why, if maybe the rationale is, well, you'd rather have diabetes than smallpox or, the mumps or what?
Well, you can debate. See, here's the deal. You can debate whether they're doing it on purpose or whether they just don't care and let this stuff happen. And the evidence is they're doing it on purpose. They're doing it all. Listen, they have caught over 100 vaccine makers of a tetanus shot that the UN buys from. That's the payoff of the country, is they manufacture it there and then pay more than what it's worth. A very expensive female hormone that's only secreted at the start of the second trimester, which then attacks the baby, the gland shuts down, they have a violent miscarriage, and then it causes chronic inflammation in that particular gland. Now, over 100 manufacturers accidentally add a female hormone that is not involved in any of the production parameters. They are adding it, brother. Because, see, if you add that hormone, and I've had medical doctors on talk about this, is mainstream news. If you add that hormone to the tetanus pathogen, it then creates an autoimmunity to the hormone.
Mm-hmm.
And these women don't know, and they have abortion after abortion after abortion. The second trimester starts, 3 months, boom, that baby dies. Now, in some villages, they come, like in Thailand and other places, is all on video. I posted it on InfoWars and Prison Planet.
Well, you say
the police pull up while you're pregnant and inject the women, and they have and the women say, "I feel the baby; it starts having convulsions in me." Mm-hmm. Then the baby dies, and I have miscarriage next day. And the troops come in, all U.S. funded, pull in injectors. The women run; they chase them like Planet of the Apes into the woods. This is black ops, brother. This is the real world, man. This is hell force.
That's rough.
And you got all these yuppies making jokes, and all these people think it's real funny. It isn't funny, ladies and gentlemen. And then it doesn't matter. People are lying about me and attacking me in the mainstream news, the Patriot movement, everybody. I don't know why everybody's so jealous of me. I'm just somebody who studies this and talks about it and covers it, and it's so depressing I can't hardly do it anymore.
Hey, man, that's jealousy is one of the, you know, that's just a basic human emotion.
I know, but enemies always make crap up about you in the media, the alternative media, to then demonize you so they can carry out their criminal acts.
But the way that they're winning is, you know, you can't let them.
No.
They're winning if you just let them deter you.
Nothing's deterring me. My point is, it freaks me out because we're under biochemical, radiological attack.
There is
no doubt of it. I am totally freaked out about this, and it's just a side issue of then Michelle Malkin hates me and wants to put me in a camp, and these other people run around, and a lot of them really think they're doing good. I mean, it's crazy, man.
If you just keep on keeping on, you'll be all right, man.
But I'm not all right because I know they're killing these women and children all around me. I know they're a bunch of bastards. It totally freaks me out that they've got your wife under their control, and I'm sure your wife's a smart person. I'm not knocking her. I know she's a good person, and because she's not evil, she's judging the world according to how she operates. And that's why they win.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I mean, when you put it in terms like that, there's only one thing you can do, is that's just, you know, put your faith in, you know, that your creator, you know, and that's all I can do is, you know.
I agree. So that's what I said to the police. I get into petty stuff. I bash you. I do things I understand you got tough jobs. My point is evil forces are running this country. You're being used, and they're shooting your kids up with cancer viruses, too. And you're drinking deadly fluoride. And I just want you to listen to me. I want you to check out what I'm saying and find out I'm telling you the truth.
You're good. Slowly but surely, people are realizing that, you know, and the only way I feel that I can do anything about it is to just be a good father to my kids and lead them on in the right direction.
Well, you are good.
And I'm hoping, you know, and hopefully you keep on doing what you're doing, and all those mothers and fathers will get that in their head and, you know, maybe lead by example. And
I mean, exactly. But these vaccines just ravage people. They just ravage them.
Man, one of these days, everything will come full circle.
Hell, it
man.
Came out that Bayer, for a decade, sent out over 100 million ampules of factor VIII, which every one of them had HIV and hepatitis in it, and it killed hundreds of thousands of people. I see you freaking out there. Let me type in factor VIII Bayer. Watch this. Factor VIII. How do you spell Bayer?
B-A-Y-E-R.
There you go. Factor VIII Bayer. Bayer Biological Products. This is their sales pitch area. Wikipedia. Now, this is something where they've really tried to keep it out of the top. Recombinant factor. Let's click video. I've got an MSNBC report. Surprised it's not in the top ones. They're really covering this up. Bayer exposed HIV contaminated vaccine. Now listen to this right here, folks. This is MSNBC. I'm going to play it right now. Oh God, it's not playing.
Think about the rat of the week. Why is Bayer Corporation the rat of the week?
Internal documents.
I'm going to start it over.
The show. We appreciate you being on tonight.
Thanks for the invitation, Joe.
Okay, let's talk about the rat of the week. Why is Bayer Corporation the rat of the week?
Internal documents show that after this company positively, absolutely knew that they had a medication that was infected with the AIDS virus, they took the product off the market in the U.S. and then they dumped it in France, Europe, Asia, and Latin America. The medicine's called Factor VIII. It was an injection medicine that was used for hemophiliacs, mostly children. Children had been born with an incurable disease.
Hold on, Mike. So you're telling me that Bayer knew that this drug was infected infected with the AIDS virus. They yanked it from the market in America, and then they dumped it in markets overseas.
They had to figure out a way, Joe, to make a profit on a product that they could not sell in America. So they made a huge profit. They dropped the product in Japan, Spain, and France. By the way, Joe, government officials in France that allowed that to happen.
Right. All right, yeah, well, here's the deal. I've got to get a laptop that doesn't sound like a helicopter taking off. Just Google Factor 8 Bayer. And I know you're laughing, cops. I know it's funny. You work for the system. Ha ha. You know, you got a million dead people here, probably more. But by the way, they're just mentioning the AIDS. It's full of hepatitis, everything else. See, they don't care. See, it's the illegal aliens with the trichinosis killing everybody in Austin now. Notice how they keep that real quiet, but everybody knows a neighbor who's gotten sick. Or see, it's all kept real quiet, and the leprosy's kept real quiet. Now, am I against the illegal aliens? No, the point is they've got to be medically tested. But the government says, give up all your rights, the terrorists are going to get you. Meanwhile, we have plagues upon us. They don't care. It's all eugenics. It's all about bankrupting the state medical systems so the feds can come in and fully federalize under government health care. You will be forced to take vaccines, all of you. This is a murdering government. I want you to know, people laughing. When your child's dying, I'm trying to stop that, but you're laughing. When you're dying, before your time, remember, we tried to warn you. We tried to save you. But you had to love your masters. You had to lick their boots. We're going to skip this break, too, at InfoWars.com on those streams. Okay.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that America is one of the two most talked about nations in the Bible? It's only because we don't know our roots, our origins before we settle North America, that ministers and their flocks cannot identify America in Bible prophecy. That knowledge is essential if we are to understand who Jesus is and why he came into human form. He came to confirm the promises made to the fathers of Israel. But who is Israel? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and who we are, offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call today while operators are standing by to receive your call.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 240.
In the behind the scenes for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, he was like joking, saying, "How do you become one of these elite?" And I said, "Well, you lose your soul." And then here's the question I asked him. Would you, if I said, Paul, I'll give you $10,000 right now to go down to a clinic and have your eyes removed and give me your eyes. And I said, would you do it? He said, no. I said, $100,000, $1 million, $10 million. He said, no amount of money. I couldn't enjoy it. And I said, what would it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? I mean, nothing could, there's no amount of money that you would give up your sight, would you? And that's only a window into your soul, only one way you interface the world around you. So then you understand what it means to truly commit to evil. Then you understand what it is to commit to the New World Order and go along with all this stuff. Do not give up who you are. Do not give up your identity. Do not give up your soul. Do not give up your moral standing. Do not ever give in to evil, because it's a slippery slope. You got to stand for something, like Aaron Tippin says. You got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right. And uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You'll lose your sight. You'll lose your soul. You'll lose your discernment. You'll be turned over to evil. Evil people aren't that smart. They're just cunning and wicked and working their own little games of corruption and delusion. I don't want delusion or illusion. I want reality. I need your help, too, listeners. I need to make Fabled Enemies a big movie. It's a powerful film that needs to be seen, and it supports Burmese. But it needs to be a big film because it's controversial, it's powerful, it exposes who really carried out 9/11, how it was done. It's available at InfoWars.com right now or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. I'm forgetting which button's the cough button and which button is the video button. Oh, man. 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please watch it on PrisonPlanet.tv right now with all my other films and the hundreds of TV reports I've done and special reports and extra sneak peeks and hour-plus extras to films, thousands of pieces of media, 4.5 years up and running, PrisonPlanet.tv, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. And then the last bit of help I need from all of you is video, Kill Michelle Malkin Hoax Exposed. Video, Kill Michelle Malkin Hoax Exposed. It's in the featured news area of InfoWars.com. Aaron stayed up all last night without me asking him to. I asked him to make the film. It's a 10-minute piece. It shows how they set it up, how they provocateured, what really happened, who was really violent. Who really said kill Michelle Malkin? They're trying to create this as a story in the legend of who I am, that I punched her in the face, that I said kill her, that I had guys with me trying to kill her, that I knocked her teeth out and drug her. And I mean, it's all over the web. It's just expanding, that I jumped on a 100-pound woman and was throttling her. This is the type of stuff that's being put out. Really, she said the Marines didn't kill that puppy. She's 100 times bigger than, I would add. But I didn't touch her. I didn't do anything to her. I didn't say kill her. The video exposing the hoax, discrediting them, is up on InfoWars.com right now. We've turned the tide against them. We've gotten the Dallas Morning News retraction, but that isn't enough. Please get Michelle Malkin, Hoax Exposed, InfoWars.com. It's also up on PrisonPlanet.com. Please post it on your YouTube page, your MySpace. Please give it to your email list. Help us expose this creature and her cohorts, her lying little buddies that tried to set me up and get me jailed for saying kill her and hitting her. Incredible first 3 hours, about to retransmit one place on the web. We'll be right back after this one-minute break at InfoWars.com. You got to go to InfoWars.com to hear that screams for all the big guests. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.